Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
Good morning, Tina.
Good morning, Kitty. Good morning, team.
Good morning.
Now, you're here today to talk to us about a fantastic charity event that's happening this Saturday.
Yes, I am indeed. It's fundraising for SAFA, which is the Soldiers, Sailors and Airmen's Family Association. Now it's known as the... I've just written it down and I've forgotten what it is, but anyway, shocking, the Armed Forces Charity, there we go. I sort of got roped into this because one of the people who's actually appearing at the event asked me to come along and compare for them particularly, and then somehow I seem to have been sort of volunteered.
You were drafted in.
Yes, absolutely, yes. Press gang, possibly, but anyway. So it's a really good evening. I'm really looking forward to it. Really, really, really. Because it should be great fun. The people that drew my attention to it are a couple called Mo and Kate Stoner, who are jive dancers, champion jive dancers. And they are well worth watching. I saw them, I went to an event called the Secret Widget Festival earlier this year.
I remember you telling me, yes.
Yes, up at Hurtwood Park in Surrey, which was great fun. So that's where I met Mo and Kate. And I was comparing on one of the stages over the weekend. And Mo said, well, you live on the Isle of Wight, do you want to come and volunteer? I said, well, of course, you know, good cause and all that. So that was how I became involved. But they are available on YouTube if you want to have a look at a little sneak preview. So they're doing a demonstration jive dance, and they, as I say, jive dance champions. Some of the stuff they do is like, how do you do that? So that's absolutely brilliant. And of course, then there's also the lots of music and DJ Dr. Jive and a wonderful raffle. So that's good. And just in case anyone's listening that would like to actually offer a raffle prize for the event, and we would still be very gratefully received, I'll give you the details at the end of who to get in touch with. I had a nice chat with Martin Lovell this morning, who is the secretary of SAFA here on the Isle of Wight, and got a little bit of background info. In actual fact, SAFA is the oldest military charity in the UK. It's not the British Legion or anything else. They are actually, and they're very proud of that fact. They were started in 1885 by a Major Gilbeer, who was in the Royal Warwickshire Regiment, and it was intended to support families in the Second Egyptian Expedition. The first branch, actually, which was quite early here on the Isle of Wight, was in Bryston in 1887. And of course, obviously, you've got all the people going off to war and the families being left behind, probably becoming virtually destitute. So that was why it was started. So there you go. So that's the start.
That sounds like it's going to be a brilliant evening, and they're featuring the music of the keynotes as well.
Yes, they are. Yes, yeah. Ooh. You're a fan, are you?
Mm-hmm. Just a bit.
Definitely. Yeah. What date is it on?
It's next Saturday. It's the 16th of November. Right. Tickets are very modestly priced at £5 in advance and £8 on the door.
Right.
So, I'd like to see you all there with your dancing shoes on.
And it's at Wootton Community Centre, isn't it? And that's at Brannan Way, Wootton Bridge and Ryde.
Yes.
Now, the car park, I think, opposite is free after 6 o'clock, isn't it?
I
think it is.
Please don't quote me on that. No. I don't quote you. But
they might have the pound charge.
I think it might be the pound charge overnight.
I'm sure it'd be very reasonable.
Plenty
of parking opposite, which is always good.
And just round the corner from the bus stop. If you were coming.
Which would probably be a good idea if you wanted a small station of some sort.
Of course,
a little glass of something. I don't you like to know a little more about what SAFA actually does here?
Yes, that would be absolutely wonderful if you could.
I would, absolutely, with pleasure. Now, here on the Isle of Wight, they've got 10 active caseworkers. Some are military and some are non-military. There's volunteers and men and women who are caseworkers, obviously, because they work with all military personnel, not just men, but the women who served as well. They visit clients who have been referred to them by other agencies. So whether it's the British Legion or St Mary's Hospital, and there's a great long list of different people that refer SAFR to these people in need. Yes. They've got an office in Ryde in St Vincent's Complex, and the president of SAFR here on the Isle of Wight is the wonderful Major General Sir Martin White, who obviously is now retired.
Yes.
And Colonel Karen Snag, OBEDO, I missed the word off because I was being told so much information I couldn't write fast enough. But anyway, Colonel is head of the whole shebang here at the moment. And apparently there's about 69 cases this year that they've been helping with. And the good thing is that all funds raised on the Isle of Wight stay on the Isle of Wight.
That's which, so wonderful.
That's brilliant,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's not always the case with some of the other charities.
No.
That's true.
And SAFR actually are involved now with St Vincent's, aren't they?
Oh, right. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yep. So okay. Involved with St Vincent's on the Isle of Wight, St Vincent's Residential.
Oh, right. Well, I should imagine.
Where they're based.
Oh, I see. Yes, that makes sense.
So it sounds like it's going to be an absolutely wonderful evening.
Well, I'm keeping my fingers crossed. Yes. Definitely. So we're hoping for about 150 or so people, I think, to rock up and to get their dancing shoes on and everything. So,
and it's such a great, great hall. It'll be a lovely atmosphere. It'll be lovely people, wonderful music. There is food until 9 o'clock.
Yes.
As well as the Jive demo.
Yes, absolutely.
And the wonderful raffle.
Yes, absolutely. So
if you haven't got your ticket already, you need to get your tickets. So if you get your tickets from Wootton Community Centre on 884 820, or you can give Carolyn a ring on 07515 470523, and it's £5 in advance or £8 on the door. And we will put this we'll put the poster up again on our Facebook page on Vectis Radio. So
that's brilliant. And if anyone does feel that they want to donate a prize for the raffle, then Carolyn Hinchman is the lady to contact. I can't read and talk at the same time.
No.
So Carolyn Hinchman is the person, the go-to person.
Thank you so much.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.